News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Advanced works have begun on Dublin's historic Ivy Markets, but what should a future role for the old trading ground be? Maura Devine, local Sinn Féin councillor, joins us this morning. Maura, what would you like to see happen to the markets? I mean, what's happening currently seems to me it's mainly sort of remedial works, isn't it, on bits of it that are falling down?
Yeah, good morning. And it's taken such a long time to get here. Big shout out to all the community groups down the decades of neglect when it closed its doors in the 1990s, to the Friends of the Ivy Market, whose tenacity got the ear of politicians to focus on the gem that defines our liberties. So for its future, we're getting remedial work, so we'll get more robust work later on. In the meantime, we need now to start public consultation. And that public consultation is to how the future will look for this fabulous building. But nothing about it without the traders that still are around and their families and the local community, because remember, this belongs to them. It doesn't belong to the City Council. It doesn't belong to a guy called Martin Keane. And please just do the right thing, Mr. Keane, and give it up. Leave it alone. Give it back to the people where it belongs. So the vision has to come from them. And I've talked to a few of them, and it is to go back to trading. It is in a more modern sense than what we saw in the past, but because we've moved on. But it is about trading and offer them the original positions that they were.
I know that you say that the Ivy Markets belongs to them, but it doesn't actually belong to them. I mean, in terms of ownership, and actually the ownership appears to remain in dispute at the moment. That's going to be part of the problem here, isn't it? Like realistically speaking.
Well, it may well be. I mean, they can squabble over the ownership and let the thing die, and that's what's been happening for, what, 2 decades at least, you know. I mean, morally, it belongs to the people of the area, the traders. It was built for them. And Ned Ivy.
But Maura, with respect, property doesn't morally belong to any. You know what I mean? That's not how property works.
So,
I'm not arguing with you about the aspirations or what should happen. But I'm merely pointing out that, you know, that's not how property works. Morally, it should be. Belong to somebody else.
And also, in the covenant that Ned Ivy found, 2 years ago, and he took back control of it, he took a bold step and changed the locks, because in that it said it must be used as a place of trade. So there is that, and we were able to take it back, and DCC then took over the supervision and the securing of it, and now they're taking over the works of it. So let's have that argument over the next while, but that's the law. I mean, ordinary people on the street know it's our market, and this is why we want to make a decision on what we do.
Would you like, Maura, it to be, and would the people in the community around there, like something like the English Market in Cork, that kind of idea, or Smithfield, or what is the vision, do you think, that people have for it?
It is to go back to trade, as I said. There's the English Market, fabulous. There's St. George's Market in Belfast, an absolutely hugely successful market, one of the successful, if they're talking about Britain. And it is trading, it's the trade, the old trade. It is food, it is music events, it is opening it up for longer hours and getting more use, a multi-purpose use of that fabulous space. You can imagine what it would be like to listen to music down there, to shop and to eat. So it would be a really destination, not just for tourism, which we're on the Premier Trail from, you know, Dublin 8, the Camelin Jails and all that sort of stuff, but also for visitors from Ireland, and also then for our Indigenous population and people who went there, who shopped there, and Saturday was the day to go to the Liberties, to go around the Liberties,
Thomas
Street, Mead Street, all that tradition that we need to, we're modernising it.
I've no doubt that debate will keep going. And look, thank you for joining us this morning on that. That is Maura Devine, their local Sinn Féin councillor. If you have a view yourselves out there this morning on what should happen to the Ivy Markets, they are a gorgeous old building, and I think they could be something magnificent. But let us know what you think about all of that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.